Conversation. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another Red Shirt Friday, live across the pond with my pontification partner, Andrew Henderson. Good afternoon, UK.
Good morning, USA. And everybody must have more money in their pockets today because Joe Biden told everybody that your national debt is coming down. What a great guy. What a fantastic place you live in. There you go. That's my happy Friday talk for everybody.
I heard that there were 12 people that watched the State of the Union address. Apparently, we know one of the 12.
Yeah, it was me. I'm guilty.
Okay, you're more informed.
I didn't watch it. I actually listened to it at 4 in the morning for 10 minutes and then thought, well, I've heard enough now. And especially when he started to get all upset about how, you know, nobody wanted to help Ukraine. That really did start to really eat into me. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your thought process today, Trent?
A bit of snow. Fog that we had 90 days ago is going to start showing its head.
Oh, so does fog turn into snow on the Great Plains of America? Are you talking about your mystical 200-year storms that are happening in California? I mean, you do realize that I'm being chauffeur-driven today, and Claire doesn't realize that her sister could be under 10 foot of snow as we speak.
Her sister's in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not going to be under 10 feet of snow. But yes, I'm talking about the best weatherman who ever existed on Earth, and that was Grandpa. And Grandpa didn't have radar. Grandpa didn't have all the things that we have at Luke's fingertips today to tell us what's going to happen today and tomorrow and next year and 400 million years from now. Grandpa paid attention to what was going on in the weather, documented it, and then kept track. And in the Great Plains of America, when we have fog, you can expect moisture 90 days later. We had excessive fog about 90 days ago, and so we know that we are going to get what I believe will be snow until about May 1st, but it could be rain. Either way, it's needed, it'll be welcomed, and it'll all be good.
Wow. So May the 1st. So you won't start warming up until May on the Great Plains then. Goodness me.
That's my prediction. And again, I'm not a weatherman, nor do I pretend to be one, but there are people that are saying that the fog incidents are accurate, but we will be getting rain. But keep in mind, we get most of our snow at about 25 to 30 degrees. So it'll get decent temperature during the day and colder at night.
How much is this snow in California resonating in the news cycle? Is it starting to resonate? Because, I mean...
No.
The figures you were talking about the other day, I mean, are huge.
No, I haven't seen it. Nothing's jumped out at me, and I didn't go looking for it since we talked about Donner Pass.
Okay.
You know the story of Donner Pass, right?
No. Was it something to do with a kebab?
A kebab?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Have you not heard of a Donner kebab?
What's a... Doner kebab is like a meat item.
It's a Greek meat that comes on a stick, and you shave it off with a knife, and then you put it in some bread, and then you put it's called pita roll, and then you put some nice tomatoes or tomatoes as we call them in the UK, onions and salad on top, a bit of chili sauce, and there's your doner kebab.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like that. Donner Pass is in the Sierra Nevada mountains between Truckee, Reno, and California. And I'm going to make the assumption that the Donner Party, a group, and I don't remember, Luke, maybe tell me in my ear, might be two dozen people, were from Illinois. And they were headed to the West Coast. And it makes me believe that it was like 49 or 47 or something during the gold rush era. They were trying to get there. So clearly it's before vehicles, it's before meteorological equipment. And there was another blast of snow like we're experiencing this year in the Sierra Nevadas. And at what is now called Donner Pass, the Donner Party got stranded. And there was, I believe, one or two lone survivors. And as they died, they started eating each other. And that was how they survived.
Oh, this is a nice story.
Well, it's a true story.
So it was dog eat dog.
Right. But they were eating their fellow humans. And there is a documentary about it, which I haven't seen for quite some time. But it now the entire place, I mean, that there's a place called Donner Pass. It's where the Donner Party perished.
So what you're saying is they waited for them to die and then ate them. And then obviously that was the only way they could stay alive. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting that the only thing I know about it is what was told after the fact. Whether or not they waited for somebody to die or not, just to have something to eat, I can't speak to for sure.
Okay. Sounds like a place of, it would probably have that Auschwitz feeling about it if you went to it. There must be some sort of sense of loss there if something like that happened.
I have, but I'm pretty sure that of the thousands of people every day that drive from Reno into California or Sacramento into California or into Reno, they drive past Donner Pass with no clue whatsoever how it was so named.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
Because every day we figure out that it's all about what?
So it's funny how it's all about a meat-eating description anyway. That's a coincidence, isn't it? That it's all about how meat was eaten to keep people alive. And, you know, we now have a product here that everybody knows about, which is called a Donner Kebab, which is a mixture of meats. You know, a bit that people in Greece eat.
But
I'm sure you've got it in America. I can't believe you don't have
Donner Kebab. No, I don't believe that. But I cannot believe that had to have been named before this incident, which I'm now looking up. It was 1846 to 1847, as I assumed it was. So that had to be named before 1846.
Wow. Yes.
They originated from Springfield, Illinois, and they were on the Oregon Trail during the migration west. And, you know, that's the part about that part of history that never gets shared. The thousands of people who perished on the Oregon Trail and migrating, seeking a better way of life. And it was worth taking a risk, knowing that they had a chance of dying. But things were so bad, they wanted to go find this new and better way.
Yeah, well, that's been, I mean, that's what the Democrats and also the Labour Party and Conservatives are trying to make us all believe these immigrants want to do. But I don't believe they want to do that at all. These immigrants actually just want, they're being promised money to do what they're doing. Some of them in the UK actually went back to where they lived for Christmas. That's how desperate these people are.
That anyway. In itself is a story. I got to check out of my free hotel that you're putting me up as an illegal immigrant so I can go home for Christmas. And I'll be back, day of January, okay? I'll check back in.
Yeah. Oh, and can you make sure you top up my mobile phone? Keep me £1,200 a month into my new bank account that you've created for me. And I promise not to get a job because I know I'm not allowed to get a job because that would be not what I'm here for.
Yeah. Still, what I shared with you on Tuesday.
Most people say, but there's nothing we can do about it. Most people in my country say, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I don't buy that song and dance. So I work every day trying to do something about it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's the way we are with this world at the moment. But that and last night when, You have a president that said he wants to make it law that every woman has the right to curtail a pregnancy right up to the day of birth. And he wants unlimited immigration so that any child can be child trafficked and used as a sex slave or even killed because he thinks that's the right way to live in a free world too. That is quite where we are. And most people say, yeah, but it's not my problem. I have no idea how I can do that.
But you know what I really don't understand is why would you want to listen to what he said?
Because if you don't, you don't know what they're up to. You can say that you've heard, you know what they're up to, but if you haven't listened to them, how do you know what these criminals are up to? You see, it's very easy to turn around and say, I just ignore them. But if you ignore them, then you never know what they're doing.
But that's not right. 95% of what he said was to create a reaction that you have today. It was not about what's actually going to happen. It was about creating chaos and seeing how far he can push people until they break, so then they can really bring down the rule of law. It's not about being ignorant. It's about recognizing that he's playing a role. We got to go to a break.
No, but those
live across the pond, regaining control of the farmer. We're back with the second half after this. What do you think is really behind this?
Well, the animal rights movement. I've been studying this since 1992, and I became fluent in the animal law, and I was helping other people, other victims, and their attorneys on these cases, because at that time, animal law was never taught in law school.
Mm-hmm.
So if the victims had money for a lawyer, and they could find a lawyer that would take it, they were not familiar with the law, so they were not very effective.
Hello and welcome to the MHA Interpretive Center. It's the perfect stop along the Lewis and Clark Trail and the cultural hub of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. Nestled along the shores of Lake Sagagawea in Newtown, North Dakota, 1 mile west of the Four Bears Casino, you can enjoy amphitheater performances, art exhibitions, and educational workshops utilizing our Living Cultural Center. Enjoy some coffee, browse our gift shop, and learn about the original people of this land. Learn more at mhanation.com/interpretive center.
Trent Luce here from my friend Greg Hager. Do you know why he has been named the Entertainer of the Year? It's because he writes his own stuff. It's because what he writes and performs and entertains will touch you in a way like very few songwriters can touch you. His country, his Christian roots come to life. Visit GregHager.com for tour dates, merchandise, and book the show yourself. Use the code GREG24 for a discount. GregHager.com.
Stop out to our facility, Highway 22 South. Let us build a truck for you.
Ace Fluke Trailers of Dickinson is a family-owned dealer with expert staff that know their products front to back. We stock over 150 units of all types and can custom order a trailer with the unique features and capabilities you require for brands you can trust. Our experienced service team is the reason we're also the best place to have your trailer customized or repaired. Count on Base Flug Trailers of Dickinson to keep you hauling.
Are you looking for something special or one of a kind? At Bassett Motors, we can help you find exactly what you want.
Come on in and experience how small town hospitality and personal service can make car buying a pleasure.
We know interest rates are important to you. We have multiple lenders to negotiate your lowest payment.
Visit us on Highway 281 in Carrington, North Dakota, and online at BassettMotors.com. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Folks, when it comes to crop protection, you need equipment and technology you can count on. The Apache sprayer accomplishes all of that, but you need something else. A service counter and a group of people that'll help you when you need it. Simpson Farm Enterprises at simpsonfarm.com, and High Plains Apache from Mandan. They have the service. They have the equipment. All they need is your confidence. Online, simpsonfarm.com or highplainsapache.com.
So see these cows here, Fred.
Welcome back, Trent Lewis, Sandra Henderson. Don't forget, the York, Nebraska is the site of the Free Soil Coalition meeting, March 18th, 7 o'clock at the York High School. There's the program agenda. Curtis Junt from North Dakota will be coming. Angel Cushing and South Dakota Representative Carla Lems, and she'll have some wild stories to tell. It's a great day in South Dakota, actually, Andrew, because today is the last day of legislative session 2024. It's been a disaster. Yesterday, Kristi Noem signs Senate Bill 201 and calls it, well, actually three things that she called landowner protection legislation, landowner bill of rights. I got it right here in front of me. And she's bragging about signing something that gives landowners property rights, and every bit of it takes it away from them. She just looks in the camera and lies, no different than a guy named Biden. So you're pondering that?
Somehow you've got to get the local, posse out there and,
correct,
and vote her out of office.
It's in the works.
Vote her out of office.
See, actually, she's the one who signed the legislation, but it's the House members and the Senate members that did all the dirty work. And then she just takes credit for it. No, they do. But you can't do that until you fix the elections. And that continually gets overlooked. And fixing elections is not getting a different machine. It's coding, counting by hand and submitting the hand counts to the Secretary of State by hand. If a cloud is involved, they're going to be manipulated. And until we do that first, nothing else in the political realm matters.
Mm. Sounds like it.
But
well, we're in the same boat.
I want to jump back to the clip that is a promo for today's Trent on the Loose, because that is Sylvia Panetta, who I've been in communication with now for 6 years, coming right at 6 years now. There's a new open, because there's an update this week. Sylvia has been living in that car she's sitting in for the past 6 years. She had dogs and some chickens, and they confiscated her animals. They confiscated her house. They kicked her out, all in the name of animal rights. She's living in her car, fighting her own legal battles. And I'm rebroadcasting what she shared with us on November the 30th last fall, because this week she got another notice that the courts of New York will not pick up and even look at her case to see if she has some civil action to bring against the folks who confiscated everything she owns. So that part of that conversation is...
What were the animal rights people
alleging neglect?
Done with her? Alleged
neglect. And it's no different than my friend Tommy Carano, who they convicted him, and he served 2 years, and they convicted him of conspiracy to communicate about cockfighting through Facebook Messenger. And Tommy never did any such thing, but he never released custody of his animals, and he's in New York as well. And so when he got out of federal prison, and he had to go to federal prison because Donald Trump signed the legislation that made it a federal crime for animal neglect or animal abuse, it wasn't before that. So Tommy went to a federal prison in Pennsylvania. When he got out, they had to return his birds, only they didn't return his birds. They killed most of his birds. His birds were abused and neglected and died while they were in the custody of these animal rights organizations. And Tommy has been silent with me. I mean, he calls me all the time, but he's been silent from not going on the air because he's in the middle of a legal battle taking on the animal rights community that killed his animals and committed extortion. And he's sitting in good shape. So soon, Tommy's going to have some wonderful news to share, but he's distraught at what they did to his birds. And the true crime here is the fact that they take his birds away from him for a made-up, trumped-up reason, and they absolutely destroy what he spent generations putting together. And I didn't recognize until just in the last 3 years, Andrew, that this whole animal rights movement comes from the same money that wants to eliminate our property rights, put in easements and everything else. It's taking away our ability to own stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the old non-for-profit organization that seems to run all these elite people from Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos down. That's how they found a way of being able to manipulate everybody without having any no way that anybody can ever take them on legally. It's absolutely disgusting. It really is. I mean, I don't know what to say to you. It's very hard to know what to do there. It's very hard to know what to do there from a voting point of view, from like you say, county level, because it sounds to me that circumvents even that.
You know what I've experienced several times, because I've spent a lot of time with people who've been allegedly animal neglect or animal abusers, and they get in the court of law. For example, I was involved in a situation in Michigan where they confiscated 80 horses from these guys who are raising thoroughbreds and mostly racehorses. And the judge actually said, it is clear you don't care enough about these horses because you did not have new blankets for these horses. You covered them with used blankets. I've never put a blanket on a horse. Why is it a crime to use a used blanket instead of a new blanket? What I see and a problem we have is that people don't understand animal nature and stockmanship to the point where they want them to be treated. And by the way, those federal crimes against animal abuse and animal neglect, the punishment is much more severe than if you abuse your kid.
You know, Trent, I'm disappointed in you. Have you not seen horses out in the wild with their own new blankets?
Yeah, it's called hair. And when you put an actual blanket on a horse, they grow less hair, which means they're more vulnerable to extremes and temperature changes, and they will be sick more often.
Exactly. It's like putting a coat on a sheep. Huh? Sheep survive on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, but this is the crazy world that we live in today. The crazy world where carbon plant food is now a poison. They have you believing black is white and white is black. It's that obvious to me now.
So I've got a dear friend that remains rooted in what's black and what is white and what is real. And I am headed today to be with Marty Beard and his family as we celebrate the life of Chris Beard tomorrow. And just before we close here, I want to share from the wedding of their youngest daughter, Marty Jo, 1 month ago.
You know, I can sit up here and talk to politicians and cuss them out all day, but this is going to be real hard for me. The love in this room and that you showed us is amazing. And the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also has loved the church and gave himself to her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies, and he who loves his wife loves himself. Gary, her mama, and I made her for you. But on the way home from the Mayo Clinic, Chris and I were talking about the things that we'd have done a trip different, which there were quite a few. But I just want to say we wish that we would have told each other we loved each other every morning. And every night, and to make it a habit. Never go to sleep mad at each other.
And that will be what we talk about tomorrow, celebrating the life of Crystal Beard in Bismarck, North Dakota, and it will bring everything front and center, Andrew, that these are the things that really matter in life. And we know that you have a situation, a medical situation in your own family, and so we will all be praying for you and Claire on this weekend as well.
Thank you very much. You know, that's really powerful. Really, really powerful. I wish you a cleansing weekend, because that's something where you should always remember the good things, because then the bad things don't feel so bad.
Yeah, the most common question I've been asked as I bring Marty to the airwaves all of the time is, what is his wife like? And she is the kindest, most gentle angel that God could have sent for Marty Beard, and we will celebrate her tomorrow. Live across the pond, regaining control of the farmer, one bite at a time. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.
At OLS Tubs, we focus on quality ingredients to create premium, low-consumption supplements that save producers time and money. Our customers see increased profits through better conception rates, heavier winning weights, and less time and money spent on doctoring herds. OLS formulas focus on highly bioavailable trace minerals and vitamins, as well as key ingredients to improve immune response, colostrum quality, and feed conversion. Our exclusive formula propels your livestock to their full genetic potential. This is why we confidently say OLS Tubs are simply the best.
People get sick for two reasons and two reasons only. Your body's missing something that it needs, or it's exposed to something that it doesn't need. So if you supplement what the body's missing, the body fixes itself. If you remove from the body toxins that are interfering with the body's doing what it's normally designed to do, then the body heals itself. It's really that simple.
NO2U, that's nitric oxide, NO, number two, letter U, .com, and you put Trent as coupon code, you don't pay any shipping.
In the heart of North Dakota lies a beautiful community to live, work, and play. Beulah is surrounded by nature and just minutes from Lake Sakakawea and all that it offers. The possibilities for fun and relaxation here are boundless. It's the perfect place to find a fulfilling career, epic adventures, and a welcoming community. Life here is legendary. Plan your visit today and see what you're missing.
Range is going to be like a digital magazine, I call it. We're going to be looking at a variety of subjects from agriculture, energy, sports, art, politics, of course, and we will be talking about a lot of subjects, having a lot of guests on, and I'm going to have a variety of co-hosts. One of them is Memo Barreto,
D.L. Wetzel, Gene Grainer, Dustin Goverlaw, and Daryl Leese.
Welcome to Open Range, weeknights at 9 p.m. Central Time on Beck TV.